Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. Thank you for listening to the show. It's happy holidays, everybody. I am so excited. Christmas is in the air. Today was a gorgeous day in Hampton Roads, Virginia. We had temperatures probably the upper 60s. I'm not quite sure how warm it was, but it was a beautiful day today. I actually got out and collected toys and canned goods for the Toys for Tots, and I'm excited about that, and we'll be having a little luncheon tomorrow at the Bryant and Stratton College in Virginia Beach, and we're excited about that, and we're going to get our toys delivered. And so it's just an awesome time. It's a time of giving. It's a time of sharing. It's a time of being with your family and loved ones. It's a time of just picking up the phone and calling somebody who you haven't spoken to in, you know, months and months, and, you know, years even for some people, and just make amends and do that forgiveness thing, because it is so, so very important. I talked about it Sunday at church. And if you're holding on to any hatred or jealousy or envy, or somebody's done you wrong, you need to let that go. You just have to forgive. But before we get into the show tonight, I want you to take the opportunity to get your pencil and paper. So we're going to take a pause, and when we come back, we're going to get started with Issues Concerning Women. If you would like to call in tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. If you want to call me after the show, and which some of our guests do, the number is 757-567-6734. And I'll give it to you again when you get your paper and pencil. Okay, so hold on, and we'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women. Don't you go nowhere now. Okay. Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. If this is your first time visiting us, welcome. If you're a listener, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Happy holidays to everyone. I'm so excited. Like I said in the introduction, I'm excited. It's the time of year to be excited, even though we are going through hard times. Everybody is. It's not just you. So please don't think it's just you. It's nobody's going through anything but you, and you're having your own little pity party. But tonight, so you can't have a pity party when you're on the phone with me or on the computer with Blog Talk Radio, because I won't let you, okay? We're going to, you know, pump it up, and we're going to get the holiday cheer going. And, you know, it's about giving. It's about sharing. It's about knowing who we are and being excellent with whatever that we do. You may not be able to go out and buy expensive toys for children and grandkids like you normally do, but if you have a talent, this is the time that you need to use it. I love doing projects and going to the craft store. I have so many wonderful ideas. When I go in there, I find the cutest little things that I can give to somebody, and it's a gift of love, because I make the gifts especially for those that I am buying the gift for individuals. I don't make a gift just to be making something so that I can give it away. It has to mean something to the person that I'm giving it to. I love what I do. I've been so blessed with all the gifts and talents that the Lord has given me. And I share all the time that I want to be dry when I get to heaven. I want to be like dust, just as I came into the earth, and they just blow me on into heaven, you know, and I'm just excited because I want to use up every gift that God has ever given me. And I used to be afraid to tell people all the wonderful things that I could do because I thought they would think that I had a big head, and I don't. And if you know me, you know that I don't. But I just love people. I love who I am. I love what I do. I've been so blessed in many, many ways, in the ministry, and my family, and relationships. I have wonderful, wonderful friends, old and new, and I've just been able to connect with some old friends recently through Facebook, and I'm excited that they are now listening to the show. Hi, Cheryl. I want to say a shout-out to her. She told me that she's been listening to my show, and I really, really appreciate it. And she, you know, and sometimes we don't ever say enough thank you. So really, I thank you. I really do appreciate it. I am glad that you are able to listen to Issues Concerning Women. And I hope that some of the things I say will be a blessing to you and your family as well. And please ask others to listen to the show. If you have your pencils and paper ready, my telephone number to call in is 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. My telephone number is 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734. You can reach me locally or globally. You know, I'm available to you. Just leave a message, and I will get back to you within 24 hours usually. And if I don't, call me back, because it's not because I don't want to talk to you. It's just that I get busy sometimes, and I overlooked some of my little stickies, and I have to be better about that. I'm getting organized this year, guys. I am so excited about everything that's happening in the end of 2011, going into 2012. I'm not rushing it. I am willing to wait the rest of the days, and today is the 15th, so I'm ready to wait for the end of the month. And as we go into celebration at my church on the New Year's Eve, we'll have a celebration from 10 to 12. Midnight, and then right after that at 12:05, we're going to have breakfast. So if you're in Hampton Roads, you can come by the church and visit us at 6220 Purdue Court, Virginia Beach, Virginia. So we're excited about that, and I just love what I do. So if you're ready to get started, we're going to talk about what Issues Concerning Women is all about. And you can listen into the show, or you can call on and ask questions. We have the chat room. So if you are interested in being a member of Issues Concerning Women or finding out more about Issues Concerning Women, you can call me. You can go to my website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Just like it sounds, issues with the S, concerningwomen.com. You can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. I'll give you all the information about Issues Concerning Women and what we're doing. And, you know, as the year ends, and that's what we're talking about tonight, where are you in your life? Do you want to make something happen that didn't happen this year for you because possibly you were unemployed, or your job did cutbacks, or you were afraid to step out because you didn't have the finances that you needed to move forward? And that's okay. All those things are fine. Did you have trouble in your relationships? And possibly even found a new relationship, amen? Because that is just great if you did, you know, and that's wonderful, whether it was, you know, meeting a new friend or connecting with a brother or a sister and building a new relationship. So that is so awesome. So I'm on tonight to tell you about everything that I'm doing and the things that are going to be coming up. So we're going to take one little quick little break, and we'll be right back. Okay, thank you for holding. I had to get something to drink. I have to be honest. I can't even just cover it up and just be all professional. I can't do that. I had to cough, and I had to get something to drink. I'm very dry. Before I came on this show tonight, I was on the Life Makeover Party for Compass, and I sent out some last-minute invitations, and I'm going to be probably doing more things with them, and they're called Life Makeover Parties, and when you get together, sisters and brothers, you are welcome, so please don't feel like you're left out. And we want to talk about making your life better, making life changes. So I was a little dry and a little parched, so I had to get something to drink, but thank you for holding on. While I'm talking about Life Makeover Parties, just stay there for a second. Let's talk about that. With Life Makeover Parties, it's coaches from all over the world. It is a program that is called Compass, and it is a map, and this is what they call it, and it's about building your life wherever you are. If you need help in your finances or your health and wellness or your fitness, they'll be able to help you. Now, what I like about the program is they have different maps, so you don't have to be stuck in an area learning about something that doesn't have anything to do with what your need is. And that's primarily why I like it so much, because you can target in on what you need. So let's say you're having trouble in your finances and you want to build your bank account and start over with savings, and talk about your 401, and, you know, you want to save for retirement and vacation, and you can do that with this program. So if anybody out there is interested in finding out more about the Life Makeover Parties, just let me know, and I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. And what I like about it also is because I can continue to do my own coaching style, but just have different avenues to send people to, because if I could do it for free, and my friend Karen Gilliam, she is the lady that brought me into Life Makeover Parties. We talk about this all the time. If we were able to coach you for free, we would, because that's where our passion is. That's where our heart is. And for the most part, I can do that sometimes, but now I have to really look at where I am and what I want to do and how I'm going to be able to help. Karen asked me a question tonight. She asked, if money was no object, what would I be doing right now? And the answer is, I will be developing my Women's Center. Now, this has been a vision of mine for years. The Women's Center, what it looks like, I have it all in my head. I have my vision board. I know what it looks like. I know the departments that I would have there and what I would do in the Women's Center. And I don't want to share that because I don't want somebody to do it before me. It's like when you have that big idea and you keep talking about it, you talk about it to your husband and your girlfriends and, you know, this new invention that you have, and you never do anything with the idea, okay? You know, you just don't do anything. You can't afford to, or you don't think you can afford to, and you just let it sit there. Then one night you're watching late night television, and there goes your big idea on TV. And you're like, oh, my God, that's my idea. But you didn't do anything with it, because when God gives you something, you have to use it. And if you don't use it, he'll give it to somebody else for them to move forward with the idea. And maybe you just didn't give yourself enough credit or think you were smart enough or didn't know where to start. But see, these are all the things that I do in issues concerning women. If you come to me and you tell me what you have in mind and what you want to do and what you want to talk about and what you want to build and the relationships that you want to grow and you want to start your own company, all these things we cover in issues concerning women. And the reason why I'm talking about that is because you have to have a vision. You have to have a dream. So many of our dreams are dormant. We don't think about them anymore. We don't want to tell anybody about anything that we want to do. We don't want to talk about it. And I get so busy sometimes that I feel like that I don't have enough time to do all the things that I want to do. And a lot of times I don't. So if you've called me and I have not called you back, please, please forgive me. Call me back, because, like I said earlier, it's not that I'm not thinking about you. It's just that I have so much on my plate sometimes that my cup is running over, and that can be a good thing or a bad thing. But for me right now, it's a good thing, so I'm excited about that. The issues concerning women, we do so many programs and workshops and seminars throughout the year because Our main goal is to be available for you. I'm an advocate for women. I love what I do, but I also love their families as well, because I can't love on them without loving their families. That means their husbands, their children, their other relationships with their sisters and brothers and their parents. Some of the classes that we teach are empowerment classes, and that way you're able to know where you are, what you want to do, and where you want to go. So we do making life changes. We talk about it all the time. Where can I make the change? Where can I start? You start from where you are. You start from today. Start thinking about what is it that you really, really want to do tomorrow. And if you do that the night before or first thing in the morning, you have sort of a guideline to follow. I have a suggestion that if you need a journal, which is called, my journal is called Power Notebook, you can get one from me. All you have to do is call me, and they I do charge for those because I did put those together along with the CD. And if you order the Power Notebook, the CD is free. So it's about $15 for the two. It depends on where you are. If you're local, you have to do shipping and handling. That's a little bit different. But you can still get it. You get the audio book, which is part of the book, There's Power in the Plan, and then you get your Power Notebook. So you can start journaling and writing things down. Also, with Issues Concerning Women, we offer entrepreneur training, which means if you want to start a business and you don't know how, you can call Issues Concerning Women. I'm serious. I will help you. I will start you from the beginning, and I'm talking about starting from the basics. If you don't know anything about starting a business, then you need to get with Issues Concerning Women so that we can help you get started. Some of my clients didn't even know where to go get the license. They knew you had to go to City Hall. They didn't know that, but they didn't know what building you had to go to, how much it would cost, and all of those things. So we help you from the very beginning. We help you with what you need. We start you off on the right path, and we keep working along with you. Most of my clients are long-term clients. I do have short-term clients that just want some one-on-one counseling, but I do recommend that if you're going to come to me, whether it's for spiritual or natural services, and when I say natural, that means other things like relationships and careers and starting your own business, then you need to invest some time in it, because I'm investing my time in you. And no matter how much money changes hands, whether it's none or $1 million, my time is valuable just as yours is. So please don't think, you know, you just want to come and just spend an hour with me and think you're going to get some results. You're probably not. You're probably going to feel better, because just talking about your problems a lot of times with someone is going to make you feel better, which is good. I want to motivate you, but I want to do more than that. I want to inspire you to move forward and do something different and make some life changes. Also, with Issues Concerning Women, we do wealth building. And what that means is we help you, again, with your finances, helping you to start your savings account, finding that extra cash around the house. And you look at the infomercials on TV all the time, and they talk about this, but then they don't tell you how to do that. We will tell you how to do it. We will help you get the extra cash, start to live within your means, and that's the first thing and the hardest part. You don't necessarily have to do a budget. We can start there. Budgets don't work for everybody. It depends on who you are and your mindset. It depends on how you were raised. I can teach you new things, but it's going to take time to do that. If you never had a budget, you never saved any money, guess what? You're not going to save any this month either, unless you talk to somebody, get a mind change, get a heart change, and start doing things a little bit different. Now, these courses are all set up so that we can work around your schedule, because there are a lot of people that are in school, that you have jobs. We can start online. We can start with a teleconference. It just depends on where you are. But we do need to start somewhere. There is always a beginning to the plan. There's power in the plan. And I keep talking about power in the plan. Why? There's power in the plan because that is the name of my new book that is coming out this month in December. I'm so excited about that. And it's going to be probably the end of, by the end of the month, because of the holidays, the run, we're waiting for the company to finish all their runs for the holidays. I don't think I'm going to be before the holidays. I'm more than likely going to be after because of particular time frame. But all of these things that I'm talking about with you tonight are to help you. And the one thing that people don't realize that I have a coach as well. Somebody coaches me and mentors me, just like in my ministry. I have an overseer. I'm just not out there just preaching to whatever I want to preach. I'm led by the Lord, but I always have somebody that I can go to and talk to. I always have a mentor, and I suggest that people who want to move forward, that you do that. You get a coach or a consulting or a mentor, somebody that can help you to get where you want to go, because that's so very important. Issues Concerning Women can help you with this. We have different programs. We do prayer breakfasts. They're going to be coming back up at the first of the year. And in our prayer breakfast, it's an opportunity to enjoy good food and good fellowship, to have the company of others that are like-minded and share in prayer. And we don't pray, because some people think if you're talking about prayer breakfast, you're going to pray from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. No, we don't do that. We pray in the morning. When we first get there, and then we have our breakfast, and then we do a session where we have different topics that we talk about. In the month of January, we're having a Christian inspirational book workshop, and that's going to be the second Saturday in January, and I believe it's the 14th, but I will double-check that. And this way you get to come out, you have breakfast with us, and I'm not talking about Danish. We're going to have real food there, and there is a fee for this. So if you would like to come, just please let me know. We'll be sending out more information as it gets close to another month, because we don't want you to forget with the holidays. I know that everybody's doing so much with their families and friends and having Christmas parties, and I'm so excited for all of you. And the one thing I want to say is, though, even though we're talking about building relationships and careers and entrepreneurship, don't forget about your family. You know, take the opportunity to call somebody, to send somebody a Christmas card, or even a handwritten note if you don't have Christmas cards. That will be a great Christmas present for somebody that you haven't talked to in a while, you know. And, again, we talked about that forgiveness in the first part of the segment. Why? Because that's so very important. Forgiveness is not for the other person. The forgiveness is for you. So if you are harboring that anger or mistrust, jealousy, or whatever you have on your heart, you need to let it go. You need to know that, you know what, this is hurting me. Because the other person doesn't really know that you're holding on to these things. No, you may not have spoken to them, but they don't know how you feel, how maybe they said something that was hurtful that really hurt your feelings. And we talk about sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words are a powerful two-edged sword. They can tear you apart. They can snag you going in and snag you coming out, because it digs in deep. And especially if it was somebody that you trusted and was a confidant and you thought was a great friend, and then they betrayed your trust. But you have to move on for that. You forgive them for yourself, because you don't want to hold that anger and harbor that. That's what's wrong with a lot of Christians today. They're sitting in church and they're thinking that everything's okay, but they're not getting blessed because they're angry with somebody and the other person has gone on. And but for you, the forgiveness is for you. So forgive him or her today. And this is the question that I ask. Who do you need to forgive? And you fill in the blank. Who do you need to forgive? And you may have more than one person. You may have a couple of folks that you want to put on your list. Put their names on a list, and then rip it up into little pieces and throw it away and forget about it. And I know that sounds easy, but it's a process. Everything that we do is a process. So you have to forgive them and just ask the Lord to help you forgive them, and just so that you can move on and have a great holiday. And if it's somebody that needs to be in your life, if it's your sister or your brother, and you need to forgive them, go ahead and forgive them. Call them on the phone, send them a text, whatever you need to do, a Christmas card, or a handwritten note, a postcard. Tell them how much you love them, how much you miss them. You reached out to them, and maybe they might not reach out to you, which can be very hurtful, and that's why we don't like to do those sort of things, because we put our hearts on our sleeves. But you got to be a big girl today, okay? Ladies, come on now, be a big girl and just, you know, do what you have to do so that you can have a better life. You can have a wonderful holiday, you know. It's so important. I love what I do. I'm telling you guys, I love what I do. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I am excited about the holiday season. I know that you are too. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I am forever, ever grateful to all my listening audience and all your support and your questions when you go to the chat room and ask me questions and when you get on the message board. And starting back in January, I will begin to have more guests on the show so that, you know, you just don't have to hear my voice. But anyway, I love you guys, and I know that it's been great. You don't know, this year has been great, just great for me. And even though it wasn't where I wanted to be economically, and I don't think anybody was, and there are a few people that are really doing well this time of year, a few companies out there, so we're grateful for those companies that keep going. But I'm going to tell you something, entrepreneurship, there's nothing like it. You write your own hours, you do your own thing, but you have to be organized. You have to have a plan, you have to have a vision, you have to follow your dreams, and you have to know that that you're on the right path that was ordained especially for you. And that's the hard part for a lot of people. But don't give up. If you need help, you can call me, 1-347-826-7543, or my cell phone number is 757-567-6734. Go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Send me an email, icwdirector@gmail.com. I am excited. Anytime I'm on the air, I hope that you know how much I appreciate everyone that listens to the show. I can't say that enough. I know I keep saying it, but I am. I really am. And I send you all a big holiday hug. And I want you to come back next week and listen to the show. If you have questions in the meantime, you can send me that email or send me a text by phone. But please, if you send me a text, please put your name on it because I won't know who it is. I don't know everybody's phone number. And sometimes people tend to just send me a text and ask me a question. I don't know how to answer it because I'm not sure who it is. You know, I can answer a general question, but I want it to be specific to the individual that called me. With Issues Concerning Women, I hope you have a better and clearer insight of what we do and some of the programs that we offer. We're all about love you and helping you take care of yourself. We're about empowering you, getting you to where you want to go. Education is the key. We're about building your career. Everybody's not looking to own a business. Some people love their careers and they just want to be elevated to the next level. You can do that. Don't let anybody stop you. This is an awesome time for you to think about enrolling in college. You know, January sessions are coming up. You know, I speak at Broughton Stride on a regular basis, and I go out and I talk to the young people about going to college. Community college is fine, or if you can find a local university, or even online if that's what works for you. But find out what you need to do. Get your mentor. Talk to somebody. Get your plan together. There's power in the plan. Well, our time is almost up, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very, very much. I am excited and thrilled as always to be a part of your life. If just for 30 minutes on Thursday nights at 8:30, I will be back next Thursday, if God's willing. If not, I will delete the show. But if everything goes well, I will be back next Thursday night at 8:30 and be ready to give you more information about concerning women, what we're doing, how we can help with the community. We love what we do. Give a toy to Toys for Tots this year, or I think it's too late for the Angel Tree, but they're doing Toys for Tots. You can still do that. Be a giver, because when you give, you get back. You're not doing it just to get back, but when you give, learn the principle. If you give, the more you give, the more you're going to get, and that's just the law of the land. So I love you. God bless you. I will be back next Thursday at 8:30. Give me a call or send me an email. Go to the website. Thank you very, very much, and I look forward to speaking with you on next Thursday. Bye-bye. Be blessed.